I got this text message. Actually, this was an email to the station yesterday. It said, "Hey, John, next time you have Mr. Drucker on from the Secretary of State's office, ask him why the DMV is declining older issued Social Security cards. I am 63 and applied for my card when I was about 15. Well, I went in today to get the real ID with all of the ID documents required. Passport, bills, Social Security card issued in the early 70s. The staffer declined my Social Security card and said it is only the stub and that they needed the paper that was attached to it." What? I was confused. I went home and retrieved a W-2 instead. After successfully getting through the lines and applying for the real ID, I then went to the Social Security office, and they told me the DMV was wrong. Some of us still have our original Social Security cards. I got mine when I was 16, and they're paper. They are so, you know, forgeable or fudgeable. I don't know if they accept those or not. Dave Drucker is the press secretary for the Secretary of State's office. Hey, Dave, good morning. Can you help us out on this?
Good morning, John. Yeah, I think, I think I might be interested in applying for that Wienermobile job.
That sounds like fun to me. It really does.
here's the situation. I don't physically know which document she showed the person. So I'm from the email that you all described. It was the actual Social Security card. That's what we accept. And she is owed an apology. And I do so profusely. And sorry she's had to go through this runaround. On the other hand, the employees are trained not to accept the stub of the card.
And I don't even know.
Conceivably.
What's the stub? Do you know, Dave? What are you talking about?
The stub is... I'm not quite sure how to describe it.
Your card comes attached to a larger piece of paper.
Card, yeah. And it has some of the information on, but...
They want to see the actual card. But if you have a 40, 50, 60-year-old Social Security card, it doesn't, by today's standards, seem very legit, right? It's paper. It's typed upon.
Yeah, I understand that. There's probably about 4 or 5 different types going back historically of different designed cards that are out there. And we are constantly, and have been for some time now, training employees, you know, how to read them and what to accept and that sort of thing. So, again, I would go back. If it was the card, we're terribly sorry for her inconvenience.
Okay.
If it was the stub, you know, that they actually probably did do the right thing.
Understood. But I suppose this, tell me if this is good advice then. Say you do have a Social Security card, and it is however old, and somebody says, "Oh, we don't take this Social Security card." Could you ask to speak to a supervisor? You know,
don't create a scene,
but just say, "You know, I heard Dave Drucker on the radio. Could we just get one more opinion on this, right?"
Yeah, John, before I came on, I checked with the head of driver services and asked them that very question that you just asked me, because I didn't know. And they said they should seek out the supervisor and say that that they heard this was the issue and that they feel that this is the card.
Every now and then, Dave, I'll get an email or text message. I probably will, especially now that I just put you on. But if you don't mind, once in a while, rather than putting you on with 100 different questions and 100 different scenarios, I'll just bring up some of the more common ones to you, and maybe you could help
absolutely.
Us out as we go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you've got a very important listenership, yourself, your program, and WGN in general. And we've encountered a lot of interest with WGN listeners, so
yeah.
We certainly want to answer their questions.
Fair enough. All right, Dave. Dave Drucker from the Secretary of State's office. I know you're busy. You're going to head over to the governor's speech, right?
Yeah, I'm going to escort Mr. White up to the House chambers here shortly.
And, oh, sure, that would be your
governor
charge.
Has to say.
Yeah, Secretary of State's office, Jesse White, press secretary for that office. Okay, Dave, we'll visit down the road again. Thanks for your help today.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.